Masah she saw last 12 days, Pesach Shemini, have to wait 8. Shlosh Shosah she saw 13 days, Mila, that's Pesach Sheva. Just have to wait Zayin Nikiyim, and for sure she's Torah. That's the Locha Shein Pesach B'Toy, any time she made a mistake, Prochus Mishiva. There's never a period that you have to wait less than 7 Nikiyim, even though she saw for 13 days in a row. Now, if she waits Zayin Nikiyim, that makes a Torah again, that she starts over the beginning of Nidus. And V'Layosah Shivas, like we said the first time, she only saw one time, and she comes to us, so the Moshe will have to wait just 17 days. If she waits 17 days, like for sure she finished up her Tumas Nidah, and 11 days in between Pesbai, the next time she sees, she's starting over again, Hilchos Nidah. Omalei Revada Barabo L'Rabo, Lomali Kulihai. What do you have to have so many days here for? Kimnei Shiva, let it just count 7 days, for the story, and she'll be Mitter. Like Manashak, she only saw one day now. So at most she's a Nidah right now. So wait till 7 days are up, let her go to the mikvah, she's be Mitter to her husband. Omle says, Chagi, you're right. Litzkuni l'day Nidah. That Omle, you're right, that's a good answer to Misakana from Nidah. That she won't be Tamer to her husband. She only saw one day now. So the worst could be is that this is the first day of Anidus. Therefore, she's tummy for 7 days. After 7 days, she can go to the mikvah and she'll be taught her husband. But a pishcha coming, I want to know, we want to know when does she start over again, that the next time she'll see, she'll be the beginning of Nidus. She wants to know when does she start a cycle over again. So that's why I say, even if she's saw one day right now, she's left to wait 17 days. Because just to wait 7 days, maybe that's only the end of the Nidus. Then the next time she sees, it'll only be a zava. Or in between the year of Yomim, she won't be tummy for 7 days. So when do we know clearly she's starting over again? If it's Nidus, that's the discussion we said before, we never have more than to wait in 17, and the least to wait is 7. Torah Rabban, look like this. Kol ha-to'enes zovois, kol ha-to'yis zovois mevi'in korbin v'in alechol. Anytime I made a mistake that the suffix, whether she was a zov or not, she saw 3 days in a row, but she has a doubt whether it was in the Yural of Yomim, maybe with the May of Nidah, the locker is Nevi'im Korban. She has to bring the Korban to Hakor. But Ve'en Nechol is Korban that eaten. Because it's a Sotik if she has to bring the Korban or not. So we know on the Tzatzit says she's not Mechuiv in the Korban. So the Maisa, the Kohen makes her Malika. Or Malika is only a Mati if it's a Korban. If it's not a Korban, it's a Chulin, Malika makes it for Nevela. So therefore, your Kohen can eat it. But you have a right to bring it, Minasotik, the Rashi brings down in Oilom, you have a right to bring it on it tonight. But otherwise, it's in the Deva. And even a chatas is not born, but the person who does has a right to be brought on a suffix. It can be brought, but he can't eat it. The kohen can't eat it. Chutz mi pischo shiva or pischo shemena, where she saw for 7 days or 8 days, shemavias korban v'nechol. Like then for sure we know that she was a zava gedela. So therefore, for sure, she's badly atchiv to being korban. Rashi says, chutz. The monastery, keeping true in the Pischa Shiva means she only has to wait 7 days. That means she saw 12 days straight, or 13 days straight. So since she saw 12 days straight, for sure she's a Zav Gedela. Like for sure that even if you want to say she started out when she was a Nidah, so the first 7 days went by, she was a Nidah. And then started the Yud Aleph Yomim. Since so, she was a Zav Gedela. So in such a case, she has a Vada Chiv to bring a Korbin, then it could even be, the Kohen could eat from it also. Yeah. The true what he's saying, any time a person has a mistake, that she has to bring a korban, even if she only saw 1 or 2 days, 1 or 2 days for sure does not have to bring a korban. Anyway, let's say like this, kol zovois. Hatoyis, anytime Anisha saw for sure, for she saw 3 days straight. So she has a doubt whether it was in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim, or maybe the Yemei Nidus, then Mevi'im Korban. Then for sure she has to bring Korban, because the Sufik, maybe she was a Zova. Maybe these 3 days she saw straight was in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim. She has Ve'en Nechel, she doesn't have to, they can't eat from the Korban. Chutz mi Pischa Shiva, Pischa Shemayin, in a case where she saw, for the 12 days or 13 days, she only has to wait another 7 or 8 days, then for sure she saw during the Yud Aleph Yom, she saw 3 days straight then, so that's a Vadai Zav Gedolah, then the lochrish mevias korban menechol. Then for sure the kohen has the right to bring, and he could even eat from the chatas. Because when she saw 12 days straight, so again, even the first day she saw, she started out to be a nidah. So for the next 7 days it's nidus. But after that she saw another 3 days. That was during the year alf yomim. So for sure she's a zava. Then for sure the kohen could eat from the korban. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein b'negoyim pochus mishvu echon." The person has a tuma neger on him. Sometimes he has a sofik, so we have to be mask. We have to lock him up to check it out for another week. So when the neger goes on the body of a person, we only check him out for 1 week. And ein b'negoyim pochus mishvu echon. The least amount there is by neger adam, you have to wait 1 week. For lo yoisal shloish shvuas. But if the neger is in the house, then the Torah says he has to wait 3 weeks to see if it goes away or it gets bigger. That's when we tire it. So the most you have is 3 weeks. Smur explains. Tokos mishvua that goes on nigger yodim. When that goes on a person's body, and we don't know whether it spreads or not, we have to lock him up for 1 week and see how it is at the end of the week. Flo yoisu ashleish shvuas as nigger batim. On a bias, the Torah says you have to wait 3 weeks. Omrathor, her purpose is like this. The Postik says, says Koscho Kare El. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzedek is mamish like a har. It's not like a mountain. Elu Nigiyam goes upon Nigiyodim. Min Hashem had Rachmanis on us, did stuck to us, that a person is not telling more than one, doesn't have to wait more than 1 week. Mishpatecha Tom Rabba, but your Mishpat is very great, very deep, very strong. Elu Nigiyabatim. That goes on Nigiyabatim. Here sometimes you have to wait 3 weeks until you know whether you tell me or not. Moira says that Lakopon and Pasha the Krub and Mike said, what's the Pasha Pshan the Pasha was going on? I'm Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says like this, El Mole Tikosra Kariel, if not for the fact that your tzedek, your righteousness, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is so strong, like a mountain, Meyucholama Lefuneko Mishpatecho Tem Rabba, who would be able to stand in front of you by your judgment? Meaning that we're standing on the tzedek of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabba says like this, Tidkoscho Kariel means like this, Mithnei Shemeshatecho Tem Rabba, the opposite. Tidkoscho Kariel, because your Mishpat is so great, the Rabbi says. So Mor explains now from what's the machlokes here, the Michael Miflagi, but the Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Yosef of Chanina, the Yitma, Rabbi Loza Amar, Kovish. He holds Kovish means like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his chesed is, he holds down the Averis. He like pushes it down. Rashi says, Kovish a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kovishay, O Master Ravonis, Tachas Mechilas Kisya covered, Veshiachrias Chus. Veshiachrias Chesed is, he pushes down the Averis, and therefore the Chusim go up. We have Yeshua Klinuama Noisei, know that Kosh Baruch Hu carries up the Chusim. Or Rashi says this, Rashi says Noisei means Noisei Magbiya Kafavainis. Kosh Baruch Hu picks up the Averis, Lamala, on the scale, so that the Chusim overweight come down. That's what the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He picks up the Averis, it's on the scale, that makes the Schusim come down to win. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Mechlinu Amir, Rabba Kreb Leza. Rabba holds like Kreb Leza, it says what? Kovish, because Baruch Hu pushes down the Averis. So it's Koscha Kariel, with Neshe Mishtecha Tem Rabba. Since your Mishpat is so great, the Averis is so much, therefore we need the Tzedek of Hashem to push down the Averis. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Mechanina. Rabbi Yehuda says, Noisa Hashem lifts it up. That's like Rabbi Yehuda, that's like Rabbi Yehuda's pshat, that he said, Rabbi Yehuda said, if not for your tzaddik, meaning that Hashem lifts up the Yaveris, so therefore we win without Chusim. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Poichsin, we don't make less than 4 months that are full in the year. But a Jewish month could either be 29 days or else 30 days. So we don't make less than 34 months of 30. So it's a machlokes. What it means, the question means that we don't make more than 8 months of the year to be 30 days. But even though normally it's supposed to be 1 and 1, so see in the Gemara exactly what the cheshbon, when we make 4 and 8. Shtei halechem, that would bring on shvuas, the shtei halechem, and nechol and pochus mishnayim, you never eat in less than 2 days, because you can't bake it on Yom Tov, you have to bake it erev Yom Tov, and eat it on Yom Tov. For lo yesu ha-shloisha, some days it comes out to be 3 days, when Shabbos is involved, you have to eat it first or third day. let's say Shavuos comes out on Sunday, so you have to bake it first on Friday. So you don't need it till Sunday, that's the third day. Lechem upon me every Shabbos, and the Cholim Pachas Mites. It's at least 9 days old, because you have to bake it on Friday, and eat it the next Shabbos. Lo Yisrael Lechidosa, sometimes you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait another 2 days. Ein Kotten Nimul Pachas Miches, a cotton that's born, he has to wait for at least 8 days to have the milo. Lo Yisrael Shnei Mosa, sometimes he has to wait 12 days. When he's born Ben Hashmoshes, again, it's a Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah, sometimes with only a Vada is doing a Shabbos, not a Sofik, so you have to wait till the 12th day to make the Bris Mila after Yom Tov. Another one says, "My wasn't meant to say Laniru Yosef Al Shmei." It wasn't meant to say. We said we don't have less than 4 big months of the year, but for La Yosef Al Shmei, some of Hunu says like this: Laniru LaChachomim LaAver Yosef Al Shmei. Means the Mishnah is saying that the Chom did not want to make more than 8 months of the year to be Mole. Now, Maishna Tishad Loi, why 9 months? No, because from came if so called the Moses Yira. Then the moon will come out a little bit earlier, Shlosa Yoma, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sure. Stop. Stop here. Yeah, we'll hold on Daf Tet. We'll just do the last mission again. Can last mission is said in Daf Ches and baseball that ain't poichsin mi'arba chadoshim hamuborim bashana. We can't make less than 4 months out of the year to be mu'ubor, meaning the month should have 30 days to it. Because either our month, the Hebrew month, is either 30 days or else 29 days. And v'lenira yisrael shemayna, like we did not make it more than 8 months. Pashut means to be Mu'uba, as we don't make less than 4 months, 30 days, and we don't make more than 8 days, 8 months to be 30 days. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what? Shtei HaLechem, that was brought on Shavuos, Ein Echol and Pachas Mishnayim, regular on Shavuos, you have to bake the Shtei HaLechem on Erev Shavuos, and you first eat it on Yom Tov, it's not Deich Yom Tov. Lo Yisar Shleisha, if it comes out on Shabbos and then Shavuos, so you have to bake it on Friday. You don't need it to the third day till Sunday. That's 3 days. Lechem upon every Shabbos, and echo pochus mites. On a normal Shabbos, you bake it Friday, and you first eat it the next Shabbos. It's 9 days later. But lo yisra dechadosa. Sometimes it happens to be 11 days later. If it comes out to be Shabbos, then or else before that, if Thursday and Friday was Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos, so you can't bake it on Rosh Hashanah. You have to first bake it on Wednesday, and you first eat it the next Shabbos. That's 11 days later. Now, ein koten nimo pochus miches, a koten always the least, he has to be at least 8 days old to have his bris milo. Lo yeso shnei mosa. Sometimes, minas topic, if he's born ben hashmoshes, and you're not sure whether it's the 8th day or the 9th day, so it's not doich Shabbos. So again, we have, he's born, let's say, Friday, ben hashmoshes, then it comes out to be after Shabbos is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so you can't make a bris milo till after Rosh Hashanah. So again, we have to wait 12 days. That's the most it could be, is 12 days to wait to make the bris milah. Because the Sofik is not doich Shabbos. Yet now the Gemara says, "My, what does the Mishnah need to say, Lo'nira yeser al shmoina, that they did not want to make more than 8 months? What does it mean to say? So Amar Afuna Funa says it means, Lo'nira lechachom, the chom did not want to, la'aver yoysal shmoina. They did not want to make more than 8 months of the year. An ibur means 8 months. More than 8 should not be 30 days. That's the most they do throughout the year. So the least is has to be at least 4 months that have 30 days to it. And the most they'll do is to have 8 months that have 30 days to it. Smar explains now, that's the way Rav Huna was trying the Mishnah. The Lanir Lechachomim Laver Yoser Al Shemayna. His Solimor explains now, Maishna Tisha, why do you say 9 months? No. To Loi, how come you don't want to make 9 months to be 30 days? To Loi, because in came of